Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think I've told this anecdote before, but it's a good one, and you'll probably keep hearing it, so take it up for number two or number three or whatever it is. I watched an interview once between, and I can't remember who the interviewer was, and a member of the DuPont family. Now, the DuPont family, they're the ones who were part of that chemical company, and they have always been a wealthy family here in the United States. And the interviewer asked, he said, "Mr. DuPont, how much money is enough?" And Mr. DuPont pondered that for a while, and he said, "Just a little bit more." Now, there's an awful lot of people who fall into that same kind of attitude concerning money or cars or baseball cards. And for them, there is never really enough, because what they're after is always just a little bit more. It appears that the disciples in today's gospel have that attitude towards faith. Right before our gospel story today, Jesus has been speaking to the disciples about forgiveness and about how God's love calls us to forgive other people extravagantly. And they plead and they pray, "Increase our faith." They don't think they have enough faith to forgive as Jesus is teaching them. They don't think they have enough faith to love as Jesus has been living and showing and eventually commanding us to love. They don't think they have enough faith to follow Jesus. And I think that sounds really familiar. How often do we think that we have faith enough? How many of us wouldn't add our voices to the disciples' prayer today, "Increase our faith"? When we look at the world around us, when we see the need for God's love everywhere, it can be overwhelming. Add to that when we know our own weaknesses and we see how inadequate we seem to be in the face of all of that, then I know that it is overwhelming. Increase our faith becomes a common prayer for many of us, just like it was for the disciples. Jesus' answer to the disciples today is quite amazing. And then listening to Jesus and to Habakkuk and to Paul in 2 Timothy, we get a new sense of what faith really is. And we are called to realize that we have enough. Enough. Jesus lets his disciples know that they have enough. They think that they need more. They believe that what they have is ineffective. And Jesus tells them that if their faith was the size of a mustard seed, and we have established here before that a mustard seed is really, really tiny. If they had faith the size of a mustard seed, they could do miracles. The implication of Jesus' image is that they have enough. They don't need to increase their faith. We don't need more. What we need is to learn how to live the faith that we have been given. See, that's the first truth about faith that we learned today. Faith is a gift from God. And like all other gifts that God gives everyone all that they need. Faith isn't merely believing the unbelievable, and it's not something that we keep on a shelf and dust off only when it's necessary. Faith is action and life and living in the world. We all have enough faith because faith is less a noun we possess and much more a verb we act. Faith is a way of life. It's a way of living. For me, it comes down to a simple equation. Faith equals belief plus trust plus action. We believe in God's promises. We trust that God will keep those promises. Then we act as if those promises matter to us and to all around us. That is faith. Many people think that faith is believing in something in spite of evidence. or in the face of a lack of proof. Faith is more living in spite of the consequences. No matter what happens, we stand firm in our faith because that faith is in God's love. Faith is trusting without reservations because we know that it is God in whom we trust. And so as we go out into the world living God's vision for it as our mission, some days we work hard to bring God's love to the people around us. And there is still more to do. There is always more to do, and Jesus reminds us of that today. No matter how much or even how little we do, we are servants, and to quote Jesus, worthless servants of that, who have only done what we could. The good news that Jesus shares with us is that if we are truly living our faith, if we are sharing God's love and goodness, then even if we feel like we haven't done enough, it is enough for today. We can always do more. But living our faith and sharing God's love, building God's kingdom and living God's dream is always enough because the love of God has reached someone. Jesus is telling us that we don't need more faith. We need to live the faith we have. And like Habakkuk, when we look out at the world, we see violence and wrongdoing. There is strife, and it appears that justice will not prevail. But like Habakkuk, we can stand on our watchpost in faith. We can live that faith, loving and caring for the people around us as God's righteous one who live by faith. Timothy was ashamed and afraid because his mentor, Paul, had been arrested and imprisoned. Timothy was afraid that he might be next. He was ashamed that Paul was in prison, and perhaps Timothy was even ashamed of the gospel that imprisoned him. In today's reading, Timothy wasn't feeling very faith-filled or faithful. But Paul reminds him of the faith of his mother and his grandmother, of the examples that they have lived and shown to Timothy and to many others. Paul is reminding Timothy that even though faith is a gift from God, faith is also passed on and passed down. We have examples in our lives of people living that faith, sharing their time and gifts, bringing love to dinner tables and to the line at the store, to factories and offices and schools. Paul is encouraging Timothy to hold tight to those examples and to be not ashamed. Paul wants Timothy and all of us to see that faith defeats fear and shame because it is God to whom we are faithful. If faith really is life in spite of the consequences or trusting without reservations, then Paul is living that faith in prison as an example and is reminding Timothy and all of us of the power of faith and the joy that comes in following Jesus no matter the circumstance. Today we are also reminded that we're not the only one who is supposed to do all things. We have sisters and brothers around us to aid us as we join together as God's children, as we join together as servants of God's kingdom. We have those who have gone before us, who have passed on to us examples of godly living and faithful life. We are working to provide the future with more and more opportunities to live as God's people. And right now, we have each other, and we have the sisters and brothers all around us to help us, and that we can help so that we might bring God's kingdom into reality more and more. Today, Jesus reminds us that there is always more to do. We should never think to sit back and say, I've done enough. There are always ways to live our faith and to share God's love. We can and we should find joy in our loving But the world around us needs that love so much that Jesus wants us to remember that there is always more to do. There are always more people to love and forgive. There is always more help to bring. Nevertheless, God loves you. And God loves all of us. And as for faith, we have enough for today. Amen.